Chapter 7. It happened on the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, and had anointed it and sanctified it, with all its furniture, and the altar with all its vessels, and had anointed and sanctified them, that the leaders of Israel, the heads of their ancestral houses, offered. These were the leaders of the tribes. These are they who were over those who were numbered, and they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons, and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the leaders, and for each one an ox, and they presented them before the tabernacle. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the service of the tent of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service." Moses took the wagons and the oxen, and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon, according to their service, and he gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the direction of Itamar the son of Aaron the priest. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonged to them, they carried it on their shoulders. And the leaders gave offerings for the dedication of the altar in the day that it was anointed, even the leaders gave their offerings before the altar. The Lord said to Moses, "They shall offer their offering, each prince on his day, for the dedication of the altar." He who offered his offering the first day was Nashon the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah, and his offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Nashon the son of Amminadab. On the second day Nethanel the son of Zur, prince of Issachar, gave his offering. He offered for his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Nethanel the son of Zur. On the third day Eliab the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliab the son of Helon. On the fourth day Elitzur the son of Shadur, prince of the children of Reuben, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elitzur the son of Shadur. On the fifth day Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph the son of Reuel, prince of the children of Gad, gave his offering, 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, 1 golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, one male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph the son of Reuel.